Hey guys, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell. I'm Ben Alderman.
And I'm Blair Morrison. We just wrapped up 16.3 today. Ben's got a bloody hand, of which he was unaware during the workout.
Yeah, that was great. You walk up to me and say, hey, did your hands tear? I said, nope. And I show you my hands. You go, oh yeah, one time. I had no idea.
And it was a lot of blood, too. Yeah, it wasn't just like a hangnail tear.
Yeah, gravitational blood drops, you know, all around my area, and I had zero clue.
Yeah, but this has been kind of fun. Like, the last couple weeks, you've been in here redoing the workout on Monday, trying to get better, and I've had the opportunity to watch you and Dev and Jay and some of your better athletes go after it again. And I think that kind of – and that's obviously something that I haven't done or ever have done, really, to – during the Open. I've always done them once and been done with it. Maybe give us some perspective on how that's become kind of part of the plan for you guys. So yeah. I think it's the same for a lot of other athletes and teams out there.
Yeah, we touched on this a little bit last week, and I think that the reality is for us, we just want to see if there's that one or two or three extra reps in there, you know, and just see what we can do. And, you know, once we all do it, because we've all kind of committed to redoing it a second time, as far as the male athletes on my team, we sit there and we talk about it, we think about it, we rehash it, you know, so it's, you know, it's the three of us basically putting our heads together and figuring out how we can get, you know, a couple more reps or a couple more rounds or whatever the case may be.
So now in a situation like today, you actually didn't get better on your second run through. Does that like make you, are you like upset that you didn't get better? Like you feel like it was a waste of time or is it?
Well, it definitely wasn't a waste of time because on the first one, I didn't tear my hands. And so on this one, at least I have something to show for it. So I have a good score from the first one, and I have a hand tear from the second one. So,
right.
You know what? Looking back, it's frustrating still to not do better on a workout. But obviously, you know, I light power snatches for whatever reason. I think maybe I'm good at regular
heavy,
full snatches
yeah.
and heavy. I just have not grooved the right pattern for those, because anytime somebody wants to snatch, I'm like, oh yeah, well, I know I'm gonna be able to snatch it,
right?
So I don't really practice cycling that bar. I don't program it in very often. Not that that's an excuse, but it's just something that I need to get better at, because even last year before we went to regionals, I had not been able to complete Randy, you know.
Right. Yeah.
In completion without unbroken.
Like not even close.
No. I was going like, I got like 40 reps and then went like, you know, 15, 10, 10 or something like that.
Right.
The first time I did it. The second time I did it, I think I did worse. The third time I did it in my garage, I was so pissed. I was so fired up. I just went out there. I was like, you know what? I just need to not warm up for this. 2 minutes, you know? I just need to go. So I went and I got 51 reps, you know, and so it's my best showing, you
right.
know? But then finally I get to regionals.
And you do it all the way through.
And I complete it, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know what it is about light power snatches. They get to me, they take me time to get back in the groove, and you know, so it is what it is. And you know, I didn't improve. In fact, I did seven full reps worse, but I was on track for 10 rounds.
Yeah, you looked solid, man. Like it was going the right direction. I think that's light power snatch, it's a sneaky movement because it is such a no-brainer for strong athletes, and you think, oh, okay, this is all about you know, just muscle endurance. Right, just kind of keep moving a barbell over and
right.
over and over again, which to a large extent it is. But you're right, there is some technique to it. And there is, even though it's usually for most guys, it's a muscle snatch. There's a lot of variations in what your muscle snatch looks like.
Right.
You know, if you look at a guy like, you know, Dan Bailey,
yeah.
it's a pretty like muscly snatch, right?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't keep his back flat.
Nope.
He just opens his hips, closes his hips, opens his hips, closes his hips. And then there's a lot more nuance to it when you see someone longer like me, or like Dusty Sulon when he's doing a muscle snatch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot. It's a longer, kind of more, I don't want to say elegant, but like whippy type motion.
Yeah.
And that needs to be practiced, you know, because there's a lot of waste in the movement when you're doing it that many times.
Yeah, and I think that for me, I mean, I'm speaking of me personally, my hamstring flexibility is
not great.
It's like just enough to stand up straight, you know what I mean? it's not very good,
right? So you're gonna have back rounding on most of these types of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of fall apart a little bit on high rep deadlifts, you know. It just is what it is.
But it comes to your huge advantage in squats.
Yep.
Right, you get that hamstring tension without
mm-hmm.
doing much, just
yeah.
like
hamstring
it's there
tension. Yeah, exactly. So and then even with like a heavy bar, once I get myself down in a position, just slingshot the bar up one time.
Right.
You know, just thinking about mechanics. But it's something I'm working on. And like I said, so it's just frustrating to not be able to get that 10-round mark. But
it's still going to be a great score. I mean, you had nine rounds plus 10 reps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, looking around the world, when this workout came out, I was expecting more people to be in that Sam Briggs almost 12-round range.
Yeah.
And on the men's side, it's just not happening.
No.
It's just not happening, which is
kind of
surprising.
I mean, I think I even saw on Noah Olson's Instagram, he mentioned on his Instagram, he said, my thoughts for this are go fast, 30 seconds a round. So 14 rounds is what he was speculating on getting.
Right.
I just looked, he got 140, which is solid.
And that was his second run through.
That was his second run through. So that's 10 rounds plus 10 reps.
Right.
Right.
And he was just at 10 rounds the first time he did it.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
And that's one of the better scores in the world right now, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know what the best score is right now, but...
Well, some dude posted like a 170-something.
He's lying.
But I don't know. I've got to investigate that.
Yeah. I'm lying about my 9 plus 10 also, so hopefully they don't ask about this one. I really got 6 plus 3, but I really want to go to regionals again, so...
So far, this 3 weeks in, let's look at the kind of like the arc of the program, right? Because everybody likes to predict what's coming next. So the first week, we had a 20-minute workout that had... burpees over the bar, it had chest to bar pull-ups, and it had the overhead walking lunge, which was a new movement.
Yep.
Definitely more of a motor workout, right? Not huge skill, only 8 pull-ups per round. That wasn't holding people back, so that was good. Second week, we had a very creative clean ladder, squat clean ladder, where the reps descended, the weight went up, and you had these, you know, high repetition toe to bar, double under buy-in each round.
And the heaviest barbell we've seen... I mean, aside from the deadlift ladder.
Right.
Right.
315 for squat clean is legit heavy.
Yeah.
More than my max.
Bad mother effers only finished that workout, according to Dave Castro.
Including one person at this table. And then this week, it was 7 minutes, right? Fast, furious, all about stamina, high rev motor, who can just keep that muscle endurance and that heart rate up the whole time.
Yeah.
But very, very lightweight with a new movement, bar muscle ups. So two of the first 3 weeks, we've seen a new movement.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think that puts us? Do you like the first three workouts? Are you a fan? What do you think that puts us in for coming up?
Well, I think they're doing a good job. You know, I think the programming is legit. The nice thing about it is seeing the new movements, it kind of just opens up the gamut of what could come for the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Right. So it's, you know, you kind of have an idea, and we all kind of have an idea about what's coming. I mean, I think we all know that 0.5 is going to be a repeat of 15.5.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think so we haven't seen rowing. We haven't seen thrusters. I don't think squats are coming, you know, this week.
Yeah, it just feels like they're saving that, right?
Yeah, that's just in their back pocket, right? So, I mean, the only thing that Dave Castro might do is make it a, 33, 27, 21, 15, 9.
Come on.
Thrusters and calorie row.
That makes it so much worse.
Yeah. Well,
it also makes it just so much slower.
People so much slower. Slow Can you think about down. That? 33 thrusters.
Yeah.
And then getting back on for the 27 round, right? That's the way we've been running it all year. Every Friday we do that. But then, you know, deadlifts and box jumps, we haven't seen that. We haven't seen the handstand push-up, which made its appearance last year.
Right.
You know, so I think that the first 3 weeks just leave it wide open, you know. But we have seen a straight bar, right? Like on every week this week so far. We've seen the chest to bar, the toe to bar, now the bar muscle up.
And a barbell.
And a barbell.
Every week.
Every week, exactly.
Yeah, pull up bar and a barbell every week.
I feel like...
Do you think there's going to have ring muscle ups, or do you think we're done with muscle ups?
I think we're done with muscle ups.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, I feel like it would be kind of... I mean, it's a decent test of fitness, right? But we kind of had that test this week, right, with the bar muscle up. Granted, you are going to narrow out the field quite a bit more with ring muscle up, but you know, the people who are good at ring muscle ups are also going to do pretty well at this workout.
Right. And if you know that one workout will be a repeat, which based on history, they really like doing that.
Yeah.
And we think it's going to be 0.5, the fifth week.
Yep.
That would make sense. That means you only really have one workout left to cram a bunch of movements in. I can't see them doing handstand pushups and muscle ups.
Right.
And wall balls and box jumps and deadlifts.
Right.
Like, that's just a lot of stuff to put into one workout.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we see another point A.
Yeah.
Or point one. What was it?
15-1 and 15-1 and 15-1A. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless we see another, like, split week.
I would like to see another strength movement, obviously. But it would also be kind of cool to see two different types of Metcons back to back. you know, two AMRAPs, you know, one of deadlifts and box jumps, one of deadlifts and handstand pushups, you know,
yeah.
That'd be kind of neat. You know, we could also see a chipper, right? So where you just kind of cram them all together, you know, so 50 deadlifts, 50 box jumps, 50 handstand pushups, 50 wall balls.
Right.
You know,
that's another long workout potentially.
Yeah. Maybe
well, I mean, what was that chipper a couple years ago? That 12 minutes?
12 minutes. Yeah.
So you could do like a 12 minute chipper.
Yeah. I'd be descending too, probably. Right.
AMRAP. Yeah.
Yeah. Start with a row, which is not going to do this year because we're going to have the row.
And they've had muscle ups in the chipper before.
Yeah.
I don't know either. I mean, I will say this. It has been refreshingly unpredictable.
Yeah.
This year.
Except for the 0.5, because we all know that's coming.
We all know. That one is a given. 16.5 will be rowing and thrusters.
Right.
We did a workout this week, actually yesterday. It was 27, 21, 15, 9. So the same rep scheme, calorie row and wall ball.
That's good.
So the wall ball takes a little longer than the thruster, but it's obviously less weight.
Yeah.
Right? So that was kind of a cool way to, you know, get yourself into that,
that mindset
and that timing for the row, especially because I really think that workout comes down to the row.
Right. You know, well, we did one too 3 weeks ago, and it was 27, 21, 15, 9. Row, box jump.
Right, there you go.
Right. Just something to keep your high rev, you know. And then we just did one, not the same actually. We did one Saturday, 15, 12, 9, 6 of calorie row, 30-pound wall ball.
So you guys are hitting the calorie rows.
Yeah, hitting the calorie rows. Just feel like that's necessary at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's coming.
It's coming. So, and obviously I need to work on my engine, you know. But
not
maybe
really.
Maybe
I don't know, your engine looked pretty good today.
27, 21, 15, 9, calorie row and muscle up.
Yeah.
Let's do that one for time.
Let's do that one.
So it has to be for time. It's for completion. It's a task priority workout.
And that'd be great.
Yeah, 24 hours.
That'd be fine. I've been working on a lot of muscle ups.
Yeah, I would actually be fine with that too. But so many people would be pissed.
Oh, yeah. It'd be terrible. It'd be a boring workout for most people. I'd be staring at the rings the whole time.
So in reality, let's talk about the... some non-hypotheticals. Let's talk about some of these good scores that we've seen so far. Have any scores that you've, you know, seen, have they jumped out at you yet?
Well, I said last week I expected Sam Briggs to be, you know, probably the best in the world at this, and she just about is. I think her and Cara Webb were neck and neck, mm-hmm. last I checked, both up in the 12-round range. But I was surprised to see not many men have posted scores in that vicinity. You know, like we're seeing the men, guys approaching 11 rounds seems to be the top number for the guys. And I'm not really sure why that is, like what the difference would be. Because I would, and maybe there's still stuff to come. We still have a couple hours before the deadline. But yeah, I thought that the guys would do better. Right now we're seeing in our region, if you're hitting 10 rounds in our region, you know, you're going to have a top five score most likely.
Yeah. There's a couple of scores that just are strikingly out of the norm, you know. So I'm looking at the leaderboard, and you've got these guys who I've literally never, ever, ever heard their name before.
Right.
Right. And they're posting, I don't know, 183 reps. So you're like 14 full rounds.
Wow.
You know, and that's just...
That doesn't seem possible to me.
No, especially when the person got one full round of the clean workout, right? When you're talking about a 135-pound barbell, it's kind of like a squat clean. I don't know. I mean, a 75. I know it's light, but their scores are in 7,806th place in the world, even with a first-place finish in workout three. So it doesn't seem real to me. That seems like that's going to get verified as false.
You think it's like somebody playing a joke, or do you think it's like a miscount on the reps? Because we've had people miscount reps before where, we had a scaled athlete who did 82 reps and accidentally put it in as 182. And I went in to verify and I caught it and, you know, texted to make sure it got changed. But maybe they didn't catch it and it's actually supposed to be 89 reps instead of, or whatever this guy got.
Yeah, maybe so. That would make more sense.
Right.
Yeah, because one person got 54,000th place on the first workout but then managed to take fifth on this workout here with bar muscle ups and power snatches. So maybe that's what happened. that makes a little bit more sense.
Or yeah, exactly. Something like that happens. I've seen people who forgot to check the scaled box. right? And then post a score that is, you know, if you did 10 rounds of a scaled workout, it's 150 reps, right? If you did 10 rounds of the RX workout, it's only 130. So maybe they do the workout scaled, crush through it, and then don't check the scale box and show a much higher number.
Well, then let's look at somebody whose name I do recognize and somebody who's doing a good job here. Dude, you said this guy would probably crush workout two.
I did.
And he crushed workout three.
Who's this?
Paul Tremblay.
Paul Tremblay did? What'd he get?
141 reps.
Woo! My boy, the Canuck, killing it.
That's a big dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he's...
I mean, just strong.
Strong.
Yeah, strong.
Strong, powerful, but he's also not very tall,
right.
So he can move that bar, and that's... Dude, he's been working on his gymnastics, I guess. I didn't know he had all that.
Dude, that's really good.
Strong grip from gripping that hockey stick. Hockey.
And then, I'm not sure who this is, but his name's Andre Gannon, but he's, I think, 12th overall in the Open. So
yeah,
or fourth
legit.
Overall as of last week or something like that. So and he got like 146 reps.
All right, so those are some guys in there that finished 11 rounds into their 12th,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
That's very impressive. Very impressive.
But if you look at the women's side of things, you were right on, you know. Sam redid it.
She did.
Mm-hmm. She told me she's going to do it today too.
And
today's her birthday, by the way, the day we're recording this, I think.
No way.
The 14th, it's today the 14th.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah, we'll send her a text message here in a little bit. But yeah, Sam got 158 reps.
Wow.
158.
The first time she was, what, in the 140s?
The 140s, yeah.
And she just came back and said, I'm the best, but I'm going to get even better.
I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to hold my breath for 7 minutes. And I don't require air. And then what happens is you can beat everybody.
Right.
So, and then, I mean, there's some other girls that just did really, really well in this, you know, but... Nobody within 10 reps of Sam. Michelle LaTondra, 147. So what is that? 11 reps? I pull my calculator out.
11 rounds, you mean?
11 reps behind Sam is what I'm saying.
11 reps, yeah.
Yeah. So Sam told me that she could not move fast enough, but she thinks she can get 13 rounds. That's what she told me on Friday. And she got 12 plus 2. And she said she was trying to hold 35 seconds
rounds.
A round. And she was going to try to hold 30. And she said, going to try Monday with a few emojis. But I said, are you going to train the rest of today and Saturday? Because I want to know, like, what is your rest protocol?
Right.
And I think this is maybe interesting for these guys listening. What's your rest protocol as a games athlete, you know, for what you're going to do if you're going to try to get a world record or, you know, crush an open workout on Monday morning? She said, nope, we're going to train Friday, the rest of Friday, and then also train hard on Saturday. Shut it down on Sunday, and then come back and hit the workout again in the morning on Monday.
All right, take one day off.
One day off and just do it again and pull a 158.
Yeah, I mean, she wants that, what is it, $3,000 if you win?
Or yeah.
$1,000 for the open winning?
I don't think she did it for the money. I think that she did it for the pride, but that's pretty freaking good, man.
That's really good.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's a good point, man. How do people rest for these things that are doing it multiple times, and how does the games athlete who is – highly conditioned to training multiple times a day, every single day, compared to the approach of just the person who's doing the open. This is their competition, you know?
Yeah.
How does it compare to them?
I think what's funny is if I look at somebody like Sam, who does train a lot, you know, or any of the people who are at the top of the board, you know, you take a Rich Froning or Matt Frazier or something like that, and these guys could probably pull 10 rounds and then rest 2 or 3 hours and come back and pull 10 rounds again. Like, I really think that.
That's a great point.
You know, I don't think that there's much drop-off. You know, I mean, this is not a ton of muscular, like, failure, you know, happening in this workout. There's not a ton of muscle tissue breakdown, in my opinion.
Right.
Right? Like, this is just...
It's just when they get the blood out of their forearms.
Yeah, then they'll go again.
They'll be able to do it again.
Yeah. Maybe I should go again.
No, you shouldn't. That's the old Ben. That's the old Ben talking.
You don't think so? The little mouth on my...
Yeah, your hand
is talking to you.
The skin looks like a Pez dispenser on your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Right.
Right? Because, I mean, just because these athletes can do this, yeah, maybe on game day, that's an amazing ability to have. But now the recovery after the second time you do it is going to be worse. I mean, you're getting lower
yeah.
in your levels, right? You can't fully recover in 3 hours. So
no.
You have enough to rebound, but every time you try to do that, you're going to be diminishing more and more and more.
Yeah, it's like an NBA basketball player, right? Like if they played one basketball game in the morning, they could come back and play another NBA basketball game in the evening. But it doesn't mean they'd want to do that. And it doesn't mean that they'd want to do that multiple days in a row.
Right.
And I think that sometimes people forget that, right? You know, it's they just want to work the same muscle group over and over and over again. And they don't realize what would happen if they actually did rest. Right?
Right.
If they actually rested, what would happen?
Yeah.
So.
And then a lot of these athletes, you know, they have a long view, right?
Right.
They're training for regionals or for the games. Like someone like Sam, she knows this workout is dead center in her wheelhouse. So she's like, screw it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to see if I can get 13 rounds. And I'd love to just have the best score in the world because she's a competitor, right?
Yeah.
She's really competitive, wants to be the best. But if this workout was a different workout and she already had a top score like that, I guarantee you she wouldn't be going again.
Right.
You know, because it's just that she knows this particular workout, she has very good stamina and very good capacity.
Right.
So it's not going to damage her.
Really thin legs that allow her to keep our muscle ups forever. Right. You know?
So slender in the lower body.
Her lats are like as big as mine.
Yeah. Super muscular upper body. And just strong. She's a strong puller.
I'm not making fun of you, Sam. Yes, I am. I'm making fun of you. But, you know, I think that if you have that opportunity to try to win, like you said, that's actually really cool. To win.
Yeah.
An open workout. I think that's almost better than winning a games workout, except for the fact that you're actually at the games,
right?
So you've accomplished everything else you wanted to.
Yeah.
So that would be maybe better. But
I think it's way more impressive.
To win a world workout?
To win an open workout.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have, like you said, some random dude you never heard of that's just sick at those two movements.
Right.
He doesn't need to be tested
in anything
else. The bar
stars decide to do this workout, right?
Yeah. Like just forever, right? Like, yeah. They could do it forever. So I think it's incredible when somebody wins an open workout. And I think it's so incredible that it's people that we know all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like with a workout, these workouts are very accessible for the most part. I mean, bar muscle up it's like a difficult movement for CrossFit because of upper body strength and stuff, but it's not like a crazy,
right?
You don't need, it's not like a squat snatch. You know, like a random dude who's hella strong can do a bar muscle up and can do power snatches at 75 pounds.
Right. Yeah. And there's not a lot of technique.
Right. Just maybe has an amazing motor. Like it seems like it would be more common that random people are winning these workouts. But dude, who won last week?
Carr Webb, right?
Carr Webb for the girls and for the guys was
Ben Smith.
Who won the week before that? Josh Bridges. And
Emily Bridgers,
like vets, people that we know very well.
I think that kind of goes to show too something else. Like you can maybe be a specialist in something and maybe even train these movements all the time, but when you put them at intensity and with standards, you know, against people who have been training their engine and all aspects of fitness, doing CrossFit basically, you know, this whole time. You just can't beat these guys.
You just can't beat these guys.
Yeah, and you might slip past them on one or two workouts every so often if they're off and you're on and you got perfect, you know what I mean, like everything.
Right.
But the reality is they're better than us.
Yeah.
You know? They're better than us, you know? And so, but you've got to be doing CrossFit all the time. You've got to be doing a lot of CrossFit. You know, I see things all the time like, oh, well, the best people actually don't do CrossFit. They're doing powerlifting and endurance training and gymnastics training and, you know, one or two Metcons a week. And I'm like, I don't know where you're getting your information from,
right?
But I'm telling you right now, Sam Briggs is Metconning all the time.
Right.
You know, Dan Bailey is Metconning all the time.
Like that comment, the best people are not doing CrossFit. They're doing powerlifting and strength training. The best people are doing powerlifting and strength training to supplement their CrossFit.
Exactly.
Like that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And I think that's so funny to hear that because I think the CrossFit haters, and they're out there, you know, maybe you don't like the powers that be. Maybe you don't like, you know, the fact that you see crappy coaches, you know, in different gyms. But maybe you don't like the people who are dropping barbells at your Globo gym. So you just hate on all CrossFit. But the reality is, if you're going to do good at CrossFit, you got to do CrossFit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like even these, we talked about this many times with a lot of guests on the show, like what's their programming like? And they all do strength training. They all do gymnastics training. They all do these things, but they all do them CrossFit style, like every minute on the minute with a time component where it's like intervals of this and then sets of that. And it's not like you walk into, you know, our boy Mark Bell, his their power training, powerlifting gym, super training. Like those dudes take 2 hours to do bench press.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nobody at the top of the CrossFit Games is doing that.
No, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they may borrow, you know, some rep schemes, things like that, or some techniques to put that in to make themselves generally stronger. But nobody is actually doing like that style of lifting. Right. Nobody is doing.
Yeah. Nobody's like Sunday's bench day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Thursdays we pull.
It's like
that means we deadlift.
It's like every minute on the minute for 20 minutes. Odd minute is like 10 bench press at body weight. Even minute is, you know, 2 squat snatches at body weight.
Do you want to cut this short and just go do that workout right now?
Sounds pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Get a little swolled up in the shoulders.
Yeah. I was feeling pretty pumped out after that workout.
Yeah. You looked huge, as usual. Did you see on social media this week that Dave Casper got a shout out from Donald Trump?
I did not see that.
Yeah. I don't know what precipitated it, but on Donald Trump's Twitter feed, he basically like called out Castro and said, nobody likes Dave Castro. He programs workouts that he can't even do himself as prescribed. It was unbelievable.
No way.
Yeah. I want to look this. I don't have Twitter, but I wanted to look this up and see if it was actually legitimate and if like it was something like in response to like maybe a Castro like political post or something.
Well, my wife is over here. I think she's making me a cup of coffee. I think that's what she was doing. She's about to make me a cup of coffee. And she said that post was proven to be fake.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was the most awesome thing I ever saw.
Yeah. I can text Donald real quick. I'm not sure.
Get to the bottom of it. Because if you get cited in a Donald Trump like Twitter feed, you've made it.
Oh, yeah.
Like you've beyond made it.
Oh, yeah. So I have a quick aside. And it's this. It's I heard from a very legitimate source that Games athletes last year were approached by the WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To go to WrestleMania or something?
Yeah. And to actually give up CrossFit and go start a wrestling career.
No now, way.
Yeah, these wrestling careers, I don't know what they are, but they're right around 6-figure contracts. You know, and obviously if you become somebody, you're looking at making millions of dollars, right?
Oh, absolutely. Wrestling's enormous.
Huge. Huge. So maybe you're listening to this right now, you don't like wrestling. Maybe you're listening to this right now and you think I'm full of crap. I'm not going to cite my source. I'm just going to tell you that I heard from a reputable source. Okay? Now, if you were approached, hey, Blair, you want to do wrestling? 6-figure contract, dude. You know, you got to give up CrossFit. And you didn't own a gym.
And I did not own a gym?
Yeah, you were a CrossFitter, trying to be the fittest in the world.
I'm just training and going, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like a, I don't know. Who doesn't own a gym that does the CrossFit Games?
I don't know. I'm sure there's guys like 24, 25 years old that are
Let's just say you're maybe Noah Olson. I already used his name before, so let's not use him, even though it's true. But
yeah.
Let's just say Dan. Dan doesn't own a gym, right?
Right.
Let's say it's Dan. And I'm not saying you make a decision for Dan, but let's just say you're in Dan's shoes.
I'm doing it 100%.
100%, right?
100%. No, I don't have a family. I don't have a gym. I have nothing. I'm just going for the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
I show up at WrestleMania or any of these like Monday Night SmackDowns, and I'm making 6 figures, right?
Right.
Like, I show up, and I'm doing it. I don't have to win anything.
Yeah. You don't have to hide your steroid use anymore?
Right. Right, which is hard for me.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's really obvious that I'm taking them double dosage.
Yeah. I actually don't know if those guys use steroids. I mean, we've heard from other sources and other people on the podcast that happens all the time. But and some people say they don't, and I believe it. So I think there's some who
right. Well, Mark told us John Cena is like famous for saying he's clean and that has like puts his drug tests all over the walls.
Right.
But other guys, like they come out and say, obviously, that's part of the sport.
Right. I'm thinking the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Right. Like I am giving up CrossFit in 2 seconds. For something like that, because it's still a like athletic expression, right? Of who I am, and like I get to train, I get to do all that stuff. There's still value in being able to snatch 300 pounds. There's still value in being able to like do a million burpees, right? So you're taking your fitness and applying it towards something that's
making you a lot of money.
Making you a lot of money.
That's the bottom line here. The difference is you get guaranteed to make a lot of money.
You know what? I think, though, that we're maybe rushing to judgment on these guys who said, because they all said no. Every one of them.
Really?
Said no. Every one of them.
That's surprising.
So check this out. We got it flipped on his head.
Maybe they need to go to regionals and talk to those guys.
Right?
Because I think maybe the guys at the games are still a little bit.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, if you walk into Iron Mile and you say, hey, Ben, do you want to give up CrossFit and go on Monday Night Raw, you know, 6 months out of the year, the answer is an emphatic yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? But, you know, maybe we have to look at this another way. Maybe WWE walks in and says, hey, will you, Blair, and Ben give up your podcast to come be announcers for the WWE and we'll pay you six figures? Like, would we be able to say yes to that?
Yes, I would say yes.
Yes.
I would say yes, absolutely.
Right, okay. So I just want to make sure that we're not judging these athletes unfairly.
No, what I think it is, like,
my source did not give me any of the names, nor did I ask. I don't want to know that, right? I don't want to know how to look at sideways.
Right. I'm going
to
put myself back in 2011 where I'm at the games and I took fifth. So I'm like,
here he is, rubbing it in my face again.
Just, this is like where it could be the most relevant. I probably would say no at that time. Not because I think I'm going to win the CrossFit Games, but just because I don't think of myself as a wrestler, right?
Right.
And like I'm looking at those guys, and they're ginormous. They're huge.
CrossFit Games athletes now?
No, I mean the WWE guys.
Oh, in contrast to where you were at.
In contrast to where I was at, I'm like, there's no way I would go out there. Like, that is a completely different world.
GBB,
like,
bro.
Yeah, I'd have to get a lot of GBB. I know that at that time, I'd be like, really content with what I was doing and the level of competition, and I just don't think of myself as a wrestler. And it could be as simple as that for these guys. They just don't identify with that sport at all. Whereas, you know, you obviously, I mean, you love The Rock. Like,
yeah,
you identify with wrestling. You would love to do that. Like, yeah, in another life, you would love to do that.
No joke. You remember how Arnold like loved bodybuilding?
Yeah.
Right? He won Mr. Olympia multiple times. And then he's like, you know what? The people offer him acting jobs.
Right.
So he starts acting. Like, it was just a stepping stone, but he carried it with him.
Right.
Right? And if I was that person, I would carry the fact that I did CrossFit and I love CrossFit with me. CrossFit wouldn't all of a sudden be like something I don't do.
Right.
Like, I would still train. I would train CrossFit.
You would probably be the CrossFit would probably be in your name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Iron Mile Ben. That'd be my name, my wrestling name, Iron Mile Ben.
Iron Mile Ben?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it'd be
just menacing.
Yeah. I know, right? So scary.
So scary.
So scary. Obviously, that wouldn't work. I wouldn't be a good wrestler. My head's too big for my body. It doesn't matter how much muscle I put on. A lot of spandex. You know, the boots that are up to here. I don't know what's up with those, man. Like,
I would say this, though. I remember being at the games, and I forget what the name of the guy was that was hanging out in the Progenics area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget, too.
But dude, he's so tall.
I actually don't forget.
But he wasn't huge and jacked.
No.
As much as he is on TV. So maybe he was like, I don't know. At least I think TV adds a lot. And I think that's probably one of the things WWE probably sees the CrossFit Games on TV and is like, wow. Like, these guys could match up or stack up and look good. Dude, if you put a CrossFit Games athlete in the ring, like with one of these guys, they would get dwarfed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would not. That's one thing, like, a lot of listeners probably out there don't understand, is that what you see on TV, like how huge and jacked these guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, they are jacked, but like Dan Bailey's 5'7",
right?
5'8". Like, Josh Bridges is, you know, 5'5". Mm-hmm. Like, they look huge, but they're not big. None of these guys are 6'5", you know, 250.
Right.
And all those wrestlers are like that.
Well, just in case any of them are listening, I'm 5'10" and 210. So I would look okay. I might be a decent rag doll. So if you need somebody, just, again, call me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, everybody talks about how huge Kalipa is.
Yeah. He's shorter than I am.
Yeah. He's 5'9".
Yeah.
He weighs, what, 215?
In his triceps.
220.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very muscular. And yeah, I think that's one of the things that gets kind of misinterpreted is muscularity versus actual size.
Right.
Like, all these CrossFit Games athletes that you see on TV are very muscular, very lean. You see a ton of definition. The
mm-hmm.
girls.
Mm-hmm.
But you stand next to them, they're not huge.
No.
They're not big.
A lot of times we get that too, though, right? Like, people say to us, you know, or we see on our Instagram, like, people are like, why is that attractive? Or how is that even feminine at all? You know, like, look at, you know, Brooke or Miranda or these people, and you're like, they're huge. And then you go and you stand next to Miranda and even Brooke, and you're like, you're not huge.
You're just muscular.
You're very muscular.
Yeah.
You know? And like, it's like,
which, like, attractive, unattractive, that's like totally subjective, and people have a, you know, their own opinions on that. But
sure,
as far as like, I really do think that when you see it on ESPN, you see it on TV. I've seen myself on TV. I'm like, whoa, looking good, son.
Yeah.
And like, I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, not really.
Not really.
Not really that big.
Not that good.
So there's definitely something to that, where what you see on the screen doesn't give you any sort of context or anything to compare that against.
Right.
As far as what the actual size of these athletes are.
Yeah.
Like, if you put any of these guys, I mean, Rich, totally normal size human being. Like,
yeah, he is.
Totally normal. Cole Sager looks like a giant.
Yeah.
Normal size human being. You put him next to an NFL football player.
Oh, so small.
Unbelievable the difference.
Yeah.
Like, when Larry was here, we had Larry Grant in here.
Yeah.
Dude, he's huge.
Yeah.
It's not even in season.
No.
Like, unbelievable the difference. Like, so that's something that a lot of the people that only view online, on Instagram, you don't really get a true appreciation for the normality in size of these athletes.
I think for the next five posts, we should only do pictures that make us look huge. You know what I mean? Like, on our Instagram.
You're still haven't taught me how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
No, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. And maybe if somebody knows, they could put it on our, you know, Facebook wall, or, you know, if you have our number, text messages or something, show us how to do it. But, you know, I was talking about Arnold and how he graduated basically from bodybuilding into acting.
Right.
And I think that, you know, that's, you know, people can get on Arnold about his run at Governor or whatever he did, you know, but like, that's a smart dude. So smart. Entrepreneur, like everything, like very, very smart. He went from, literally, people forget he was an immigrant who could barely speak English.
Dude, I know. Do you know who Bill Burr is? He's a comedian.
No. Uh-uh.
He does an unbelievable sketch on Arnold and about how people are like hating on Arnold as the governor. He's like, listen, you go to a country, don't speak the language, marry into the royal family, and then become governor of a state. The dude is slaying it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, won Mr. Olympia multiple times. He's dominating life.
Yeah, he wins.
Like, he wins. He's just winning.
Yeah, he won everything. Like, he's like the ultimate rags to riches, you know, in a sense.
The guy has been in the zone for 40 years. Like, it's unbelievable. I totally agree.
See, and I mean, for me, if I ever do happen to make that leap into the CrossFit Games, I'm really trying to leverage that into a movie career with The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to be in Fast 10, whatever the next Fast and Furious movie is, you
dude,
know?
Stunt double. Younger brother. Anything.
I don't know if I could even be a stunt double. I'm just not that skilled, man. Like, I just need to be recognized for my own merits, I think. Yeah. And that's probably going to make it even harder.
I agree, man. You got to, hey, use your platform. Jumping off point. Maybe we get The Rock on this podcast.
Yeah, I think
see what he thinks about it.
He texted me too.
Yeah. Him and you got a lot of big text messages today.
You know, Donald, Dave, The Rock, Gina Carano was wondering about being on the show too. So
yeah, we got a lot of MMA to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're experts on pretty much everything. Once you have a microphone, it's like that. But the next workout, Thursday, right?
Yeah, dude, I got nothing. I really thought I had a good handle on where this was going, and I don't. I love the fact that it's a surprise every week. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
My main criticism of the Open is that it was too predictable, too inside the box, and they've gone away from that this year, which is great.
Right. Well, I think it's going to be a double kettlebell swing, handstand walk, and weighted pistol.
Yeah, is that what you would prefer?
Yeah. And then a 400-meter overhead PVC carry.
I think it's going to be a two-mile run for time.
Two-mile run for time.
I'll see you at the finish line.
I think actually, though, if you had to look at it, if you look at everything we've done, you plot like a little graph, make lines and stuff like that and see where they intersect, I think it's time that one of Sam Dancer's like banded marching or you know, bear hugs of the medicine ball.
Dude, Sam would be a fantastic pro wrestler.
Sam Dancer?
Dancer.
Dude, I think he'd go in there and just own
own
that thing.
So
you know
much
I mean?
Personality, like, he's obviously big enough to handle those guys.
Yeah.
That would be a great call.
We've talked about how big Sam Dancer is. Like,
he's big.
He's a massive individual.
Yeah.
Right. Elbow joints, wrist joints, hands.
Right.
Everything.
Just built for strength.
Yeah. And then he shakes your hand like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
You know? If he shakes your hand, most of the time he hugs you.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's see what happens. We're going to be back later this week for tips and tricks. Talk to more about you guys, what to do to do your best on 16.4. Hopefully there's no ring muscle ups for all you muscle up haters. They got that out of your system.
That would be just like Dave, right? Like, hey, you guys are all practicing your bar muscle ups, you know, and you're all pissed that you didn't have ring muscle ups and blah, 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 and then vice versa. And then, hey, you know what? You get your wish.
Yeah.
Ring muscle ups and heavy snatches.
Yeah. And heavy snatches.
So it's the same freaking
workout. Same workout.
Yeah.
That's not
my real prediction.
We'll be seeing you guys soon. And as always, go follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, follow our newsletter, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Right, Ben?
That is right. And The Rock, if you're listening, you can email me at info@crossfitironmile.com or info@btbpodcast.com. Thank you.
Thank you.